This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on discovering precarious work in Hotel Mama. Is it just me, or is the mainstream starting to discover precarious employment? Maybe it's the Fight for 15 push that's opening eyes. Maybe it's a residue of the Occupy 1% theme. Maybe it's the yawning gap between rich and the rest of us. I'm not sure, but I know two things. One, that like spring, tales of the precarious are starting to sprout up everywhere. And secondly, that it has to be a good thing, no matter how odd some of the pieces come out. None of this is George Orwell down and out in London and Paris, but most of it is more a long look through a telescope at Mars, full of observations, with very limited well-gloved participation at most. The New York Times, of course, has the occasional story of a fast food worker trying to live and raise a family on barely minimum wage, but that's hardly new. Recently, though, the New Yorker ran a story by William Finnegan, their esteemed reporter on all things south of the U.S. border, where he followed an informal mine worker, one of an estimated 400,000 in the gold fields of Peru at 17,000 feet above sea level, who tried to make a hardscrabble living as his fuse burned to an early death. Elsewhere in the magazine, for the life of me, it almost seemed that the reader was being encouraged towards at least a glimmer of empathy for Somalian pirates because of the dire economics and precarious prospects for making a living in at that failed state. Interestingly, the business end of piracy seems to be small-time marginal workers, hardly a half step above precarious, making investments in the success of the ransom demands. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not recommending this for marginally employed workers, but the New Yorker's door opening for their readers into the other worlds of work outside Manhattan is truly fascinating. The Economist recently expressed concern for the increasingly precarious situation for Japan's working poor, where even with almost full employment, defined at 4% or less, a record level 16% of the population is now living on less than half the national median income. Bestsellers are being written in Disorderly Society on how to live on less than $16,700 per year. American low-wage workers would love to read some books with valuable advice there. The bottom line is irregular employment. The Economist noted that the number of irregular workers, often earning less than half the pay of their full-time counterparts with permanent employment contracts, has jumped to over 1.5 million. Casual and part-time employees number nearly 20 million, almost 40% of the Japanese workforce. Many reports are now wondering, how are people living like this? In Japan, many, especially younger workers, are living at home with parents as their primary housing and welfare agency. That's not unusual, it seems. Precarious employment is forcing large numbers of younger workers around the world into what's being called hotel mama in Eastern Europe. In the U.S., 15% of adults 25 to 35 live with their parents. In Slovakia, 74% between 18 and 34, and 57% between 25 and 34. In Bulgaria, 51%. Romania, 46%. Serbia, 54%. And Croatia, 59%. As more and more observers discover the ubiquitous nature of informal employment as if this is a new exploration into a previously unknown world, it's a good thing. Though I have to wonder how they avoided it so long. Unfortunately, the observations decoupled from participation still seem woefully short on solutions or even recommendations, even as recognition of the growing crisis increases. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.